This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, if there's one story this morning, if there's one story this morning that puts it all in perspective, there's one story this morning that shows us why we need to activate the military on U.S. soil and go to war on our own soil because of what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have done. If there's one story, you think I'm going to talk about Lake and Riley, but I'm not. At least not yet. Now, if there's one story that shows how out of control this country is, the level to which the cartels are moving in here, taking over and believe that they are royalty. They are the top of the criminal class. Clearly, they have figured out Democrats love criminals and they especially love illegal immigrant criminals and they can run wild. Think about this for a minute, okay? It takes a special kind of cojones to target two of the best known people in America as a cartel for robbery. That takes brass cojones to do that. You have to feel like the Democrats have your back. I can't believe this headline. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. Burglarized by, quote, a very sophisticated cartel as FBI investigates. Come on up here from South America. Break into their homes. Spree of robberies. So brazen. Listen to what they did, okay? This is the Democrats' policy. If you want one thing to boil it down to, it'll help you understand why it is that Donald Trump needs to declare a state of emergency and unleash the military on our soil. This is why. So brazen. They plot out their robbery, their high-end robbery, and they take Kelce's first Super Bowl jersey from his home. What do they demonstrate? We're the cartel. We can come in. We take whatever we want, whenever we want. We think we like his jersey. We'll just go get that. What's your President Joe Biden going to do? Wander off in the Amazon again?
Yeah.
Or no, we'll watch the video again of Her Highness in that parade where she sees the protesters. She's marching with Jussie Smollett, right, for justice or something. And she's with her family and she sees the protesters on the side of the road that parade and they're chanting down, down with deportation. She stops. The whole family stops. Kamala, her husband, and they're dancing down, down with deportation. And all the cartels are watching and they're going, you know, we think we would like Kelce's first Super Bowl jersey. We're going to go get that. We're going to walk into America and we're going to get that. And they do. They take it. FBI investigating. They don't care. This is them saying, we don't care who notices. We can do whatever we want in this country. Kelce and Mahomes were the victims of a spree of robberies in the Kansas City area by a sophisticated cartel out of South America. Who is in this country, Lee? Who is in this country? And we've been on this for a while, yeah, that these cartels, these sophisticated international rings, now feel clear to walk into America and redistribute the wealth of wealthy Americans. They have gotten the message loud and clear from the Democrat Party. So this burglary ring that hit Kelce and Mahomes, they were also spotted robbing another home near Mahomes and Kelce, that one taking over $500,000 in jewelry. Police believe they are a South American crime ring or cartel. And this spree, they're saying, in Kansas is where it happened. This spree, it doesn't surprise me at all. This is a security expert in the New York Post. It doesn't surprise me at all that this crime spree is going on across, listen to this, the entire country, designed by some very sophisticated people in somewhat of a cartel out of South America. The Kansas City Chiefs stars and other residents of the city, the high-end ones, so Democrats don't care. You shouldn't have that stuff anyway. It's not fair. Aren't the only targets of this spree, though. Listen to this. Other professional athletes have been targeted, same crime ring, in Minnesota and Milwaukee. NBA player Bobby Portis was one of the victims in that crime spree where he said robbers took his prized possessions. Look, there's a straight line here to the fact that the Tren de Aragua members, who raped that 12-year-old for an hour, tortured her, and stuffed her body in that culvert, did it while they were known Tren de Aragua gang members and while one of them had a monitoring bracelet on.
Yeah, a lot of good that did.
Put on by the Border Patrol. Why? It's the same story. This is all the same story. We can do what we want. We can. Look, you stupid Americans. Look at your government. They make you hand them an ID to get on a plane. And if you don't have that ID, you're going to miss your mama's funeral in Oklahoma. You didn't get on that plane? Oh, are you an illegal immigrant Tren de Aragua member? Oh, welcome. I'm sorry. We misunderstood. Yeah, come on over here. Here's a special line for you. That's how it is in America. This is all one story, and we have to smash this back. This is literally physical war, and that have been created by the Democrats. We need to unleash on our soil. I mean, again, as we're watching the Lake and Riley verdict, and he's going to do life in prison, which, by the way, is an outrage.
Yes,
I'm going to get to that in a minute.
Absolutely.
Understand, the federal government, Her Highness and Joe Biden, put two known Tren de Aragua members on a plane at your expense and flew them from New York to Atlanta because they wanted to see if there were jobs there, along with all their illegal immigrant friends. The federal government will take your tax dollars and fly your rapist and murderer to you. That is why we have international cartels so brazen that they think they can walk into Kelce's home and take his first Super Bowl jersey, because why not?
Well, we've got an administration that is subsidizing their activities.
Yes! Yeah!
That's literally what's happened. They are subsidizing their activities.
Literally, with plane tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No ID needed. We don't know who you are. Well, we do know that you're a Tren de Aragua member, but come on, we'll fly around the country. Where you want to go?
Already arrested and charged with crimes in New York, so let's fly you down to Georgia.
Oh, yeah, that's the other part. The federal government helped Jose Ibarra abscond from his court dates for the crimes which were pending, including crimes against children. Get mad.
Oh, I've been mad. I can't wait for the inauguration.
Get mad.
Can't wait for it.
And then we have to read this morning that the woke left liberal lunatic DA, lunatic DA, for one and only one reason, did not seek the death penalty here for Lake and Riley, who we had to listen to on a 911 tape get her head bashed in. Mm-hmm. And what was that? Well, he's a member of the protected class.
Yes.
He's undocumented. And it might have negatively affected the perception of other undocumenteds if we charged him with the death penalty. So let me reverse that and say what she really said.
Mm-hmm.
If you were an American, I'd get the death penalty for you. But right. You are of a higher class, the same class that doesn't even need ID to fly on planes. Yeah. So no death penalty for you. And they read this stuff. They see this stuff. This was the case where the strongest message needed to be sent. You come here, you kill an American woman, you will die.
Yes.
We will kill you.
Yes.
No. Good news is she is on the front cover this morning of the New York Post. So I hope she's famous. I hope she can't shop at a grocery store anymore without having commentary on what she did, this prosecutor. And you know what? I mean, you got to have a special kind of cold to do what this prosecutor did. I mean, I watched the video yesterday of Laken Riley's mother learning that her daughter was dead. They played it in court. You got to have a special level of psychopathy and woke to do that, to watch that video, play it in court and be unmoved by it. But you know what? We're going to get these people out of our country. We're going to get them out of leadership positions. We're going to make it so they can't shop in the grocery store without shame. You got First Amendment rights because you voted for Donald Trump. You wouldn't if you didn't. These people wanted to silence you. Now let them try to shop in a grocery store without the commentary. And we are well within our rights. Make it so she can't go to a restaurant without getting the commentary. We're peaceful people, but we have a right to the First Amendment. I'm glad what she wrote has leaked out. But we got to stop this. And it's going to take nothing less than the military. And we need to get out of Tom Homan's way. We finally have a real border czar.